This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. On the auspicious occasion of Mahavir Jayanti, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the 2,550th Bhagwan Mahavir Nirvan Mahotsav in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said India is not only the oldest living civilization in the world, but also a safe haven for humanity. He said India not only thinks for itself, but for all. He said India is projecting the mantra of truth and non-violence with self-confidence globally. Prime Minister Modi said that amidst global conflicts with countries at war, the teachings of India's Tirthankars have become even more important. He said today the world is looking towards India to ensure a global peace. Mr. Modi said the credit for this new role of New India is being given to our growing capabilities and foreign policy.
अनेकांतवाद यानी एक विषय के अनेक पहलुओं को समझना, दूसरों के दृष्टिकोण को भी देखने और स्वीकारने की उदारता वाला आस्था की ऐसी मुक्त व्याख्या, यही तो भारत की विशेषता है और यही भारत का मानवता को संदेश है। आज संघर्षों में फंसी दुनिया भारत से शांति की अपेक्षा कर रही है। नए भारत के इस नई भूमिका का श्रेय हमारे बढ़ते सामर्थ्य और विदेश नीति को दिया जा रहा है। इसमें हमारी सांस्कृतिक छवि का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है।
President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the nation on the occasion of Mahavir Jayanti today. In her message, the President urged the citizens to pledge to adopt Lord Mahavir's teachings and work for the welfare of all living beings. She said his teachings of restraint, morality, non-violence and non-possession are relevant even today. The Vice President said that Lord Mahavir showed us the path towards building a peaceful, harmonious and prosperous society. Mr. Dhankar also urged citizens to commit to his ideals. The Prime Minister said Lord Mahavir's messages related to peace, restraint and goodwill are an inspiration for the country in building a developed India. The election campaign for the remaining phases of the general elections has intensified with the completion of the first phase on Friday. Senior leaders and star campaigners of all political parties, including the Grand Alliance and the NDA, are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. With just 4 days left for campaigning for the second phase, leaders are leaving no stone unturned. In this phase, the Lok Sabha seats going to polls are all 20 in Kerala, 14 out of 28 in Karnataka. The remaining 13 seats in Rajasthan, 8 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats in Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each in West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address a public meeting at Satna in Madhya Pradesh today. State Congress President Jitu Patwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka and former Union Minister Arun Yadav will also address the meeting. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav is leading the BJP campaign today. He will address meetings in Rewa, Sagar and Chhatarpur. BJP State President Vishnu Dutt Sharma will address meetings in Chandala and former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will address meetings in Vidisha. State Minister Prahlad Patel will participate in the programs organized in Banda, Deori and Udaipura areas. The NTA, National Testing Agency, has begun the registration process for the University Grants Commission National Eligibility Test, UGC NET June 2024. Interested candidates can apply for the NET through the link available on the official website. The registration process will remain open till the 10th of May. In IPL cricket, two matches will be played today. The first match will be played between Kolkata Knight Riders and Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Eden Gardens in Kolkata. It will start at 3:30 this afternoon. In the second match, Punjab Kings will lock horns with Gujarat Titans at Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium, Mullapur in Chandigarh. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Delhi Capitals by 67 runs at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.